The places where people have protested Israel's offensive include the country where we're going next. Lebanon is where Israel waged a similar campaign against a threat on its border in 2006. Lebanon is also home to many Palestinian refugees. They've lived in camps there for generations. And they've watched events in Gaza with intense interest. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from Beirut.
Thousands have taken to the streets of Beirut over the past week. While their fury is directed primarily at Israel and the United States, the demonstrators have also lashed out at Egypt and others for doing nothing to defend the Palestinians. In the squalid lanes of Shatila, a refugee camp in Beirut, Palestinians understand they can't expect Hezbollah to get involved in another war just 2 years after taking on Israel in 2006. Hezbollah is looking ahead to parliamentary elections, and 29-year-old Palestinian Mahiddin says starting a conflict could risk Hezbollah's political gains by angering Lebanese who are weary of war. He also fears a backlash against Palestinians. While many Lebanese may support their cause, many also resent the Palestinians' continued presence in this already fractured country.
Lebanon is a small country, and it has its own problems. But Egypt, Syria, Jordan, they can all help.
Are they?
No.
Osama Hamdan, the Hamas representative in Lebanon, is also hoping growing discontent in the Arab world will force governments to do more.
This is the biggest failure for Israel. After 60 years, you are creating more enemies.
Khalid has lived in Lebanese refugee camps for 60 years since she fled her village in what is now northern Israel. Three generations are now crammed into two small rooms.
See the conditions we're living in? It's almost a living death. What can we do?
A charcoal brazier takes the nip out of the winter evening. And whenever the intermittent electricity comes on, the family is glued to television reports from Gaza. Her brother, Mohammed Marzouk, says Hamas fighters have reached the point where they don't care if they live or die.
Hamas.
Now, this might help, but on its own it's not enough. If they have Arab leaders that unite, I'm angry at these Arab leaders because they're traitors. They haven't done anything.
He says Israel's latest assault is likely to radicalize young people.
They see babies and children being killed. And just like I watch people being killed, and I get angry, and they get angry. And where do they store all this? In their hearts. So what are they going to grow up to be? It's natural. It's a resistance.
There are splits within the Palestinian community here between those who support the Palestinian Authority and peace talks and those who support Hamas and its rejection of Israel. Suhail al-Natur, a leader of the Secular Democratic Front, says those splits have been constrained here because an outright fight among the factions would bring yet another crackdown by the Lebanese authorities. And at a moment like this, he says everyone supports the resistance.
This is not the moment to settle the accounts. This is a moment of unity to stop the bloodshed.
All the major Palestinian factions here have made a point of working together during the Gaza conflict. Some say this may lead to renewed talks, possibly here in Lebanon, to breach the Palestinian divide. But Suhail al-Natur says Israel ultimately must make the difference.
You can't uproot Hamas if you give the Palestinians no hope of having an independent state.
Like many in the Middle East, Suhail al-Natur believes Israel timed its move against Hamas 24 days before President Bush leaves office, knowing it would have Washington's backing. He says he's disappointed, but not surprised, at President-elect Obama's silence. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Beirut.